message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the house of the Lord this evening. And I'm so certain that you are not going back the same in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Somebody that has been blessed since this program has been on, let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. And if you know that God is going to bless you tonight in this final session, let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. The theme of this program is speedy accomplishment. And I know that tonight, the Lord will release that to you in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will release that to you in the name of Jesus. In the place of waiting on the Lord extensively in the course of the week, God spoke to me that he wanted to grant his people speedy accomplishment. And I know that your being here tonight is not in vain. God is going to grant you that speedy accomplishment in Jesus' name. I said, God will grant it unto you in the name of Jesus. Our God is a God that is not slow. He's not a slow God. He's a God that likes to do things in our life quickly. He's a God that likes us fulfilled quickly. He's not delighted. He's not happy to see you not accomplishing your goals. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. If you see any promise of God in the scripture, any promise of God you have seen in the scripture, God wants it to be fulfilled in your life. Anything you have seen or you have heard that is from the Bible, that is a blessing, is meant for you. You read Deuteronomy, for example, Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1 to 13, and you see all the extensive and massive blessings there. Every one of them is meant for you. You read 3 John, verse 2, every blessing there is meant for you. You read Psalms, chapter 35, verse 27, every blessing there is for you. So our God is a God that loves to bless his people, and we bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, he said, for I know the thoughts I think towards you. Every time I think of you, I think of something good about you. Every time your name comes to my mind, every time Michael comes to my mind, something good comes to the mind of God. Anytime that Dio comes to the mind of God, or Patrick comes to the mind of God, then God has something in mind that is good to give to you. In the name of Jesus, he will give it to you in Jesus' name. I say he will give it to you in Jesus' name. I say he will give it to you in Jesus' name. Now listen to this. Your success is heaven's delight. Your joy is heaven's delight. Your expansion, your enlargement, your progress. A lot of people make us feel as if God is one sadist. People make us feel, especially in the past, as if God is one wicked person that is always in a hurry to rain down brimstone and fire to kill his children. I would say he's plenteous in mercy. He loves us so much that a lot of times, most of the time, like 99% of the time, he overlooks our wrongdoing. He's a merciful God. And so, I've come to tell you tonight that he wants you to accomplish things speedily in the rest of 2019. From September to October to November and to December. That will be your portion in Jesus' name. What is speedy accomplishment? It means quick and timely fulfillment of your goals, your aspirations, and your desires. What is speedy accomplishment? It means quick, timely fulfillment of goals, of desires of your heart. It means the quick fulfillment of what God has in plan for you. The days of delay is finally over. The days of delay is finally over. The days of repeating prayer point is finally over. You might not know the benefit of speedy accomplishment until we look at the opposite. You know, sometimes when you look at word at opposite, you are able to appreciate a word better. When you look at the opposite of that word, when you say life, you say, I've come to give you life and give you more abundantly. You might say life. But when you look at the opposite of life, you appreciate life. The opposite of life is what? So when they say, God will give you life, and someone says, amen. But when you look at the opposite, you know that life is very important. So, a lot of times, when we look at the word and opposite of something, we are able to have a better understanding of it. So the opposite of speedy accomplishment is draggy life, or what you can call delayed progress. delayed manifestation, delayed shining, suppression of glory. That will never be your portion in life in Jesus' name. Examples of those that accomplished speedily was a man that was called Abraham's servant. Abraham's servant in Genesis 24, verse 1 to 12. I don't have the time to read all the scripture. I'll just paraphrase it. When it was time for Abraham to get a son for his son Isaac, when it was time for Abraham to get a wife for his son Isaac, he called his servant, the one that has been with him, the eldest, the most mature, and said, "It's now time for my son Isaac to have a wife. I want you to go to where I come from to get this my boy a wife. He must not get a wife among just anybody. And I will make thee to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, and thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. You must not take a wife to my son among unbelievers. You must go to where the children of God are. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son." And the man swore unto the man, unto his boss. I said, "My boss, I will never betray you. I will never allow your son to marry an unbeliever. I will ensure that he marries a believer." And he took his journey in search of a lady that he has never met before. He has never met the wife, the father, the mother. He has never even seen the lady before. But he asked God for speed. And the Bible says that as he got there, supernatural. Let's read on a little bit more. You can go on from verse 6 if you can. And he says, "And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou will be clear from this my oath." Now go to verse. "And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, swearing to him concerning this matter." God, please. "And the servant took ten camels of the camels of his master and departed." He departed for a journey that he doesn't even understand where he's going or who he's going to meet. All the goods of his master were in his hands. Go on to the next. "And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, 'O Lord of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me speed.'" Somebody say, "Send me speed." That's where I'm going. "He said, 'O God of my master, I want speed in the accomplishment of the task I've been given.'" Let's read on. "And show kindness unto me. And behold, I stand here by the well of water. And the daughters of the men of the city came out to draw water." Please. "And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I say," he was saying it the way he wanted it. That's how to get speed. You say it the way you want it. You declare it the way you want it to happen. "The damsel to which I say, I pray thee that I might drink. And she will say, 'Drink, and I will give to thy camel.' Let the same be she that has appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master." And it came to pass. It will come to pass in your life. I say it will come to pass in your life. I say it will come to pass in your life. Did I hear you say a big amen? "And it came to pass before he had done speaking," before you will finish speaking tonight, in the name of Jesus, before 7 a.m. this morning, you will start hearing testimonies. I said, before 7 a.m. this morning, you will start hearing testimonies. "And it came to pass before he had done speaking that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born of Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulders." Let's leave that. We'll read the rest of the story. We have many things to cover, and I don't want us to stay too long tonight. That was how, in a miraculous way, this servant got speed and got Rebekah. If you read that story, when you get home, go and read the story very well. It was the quickest marriage you can think of. Very fast. I brought things, gave her a chain, gave the family all the things that he has brought, and he said, "Please come and eat." He said, "We can't eat yet. Except you are telling us that by tomorrow morning, this lady is going with us." He said, "Ah, what kind of thing is that? No, you have to leave her with us for some time." He said, "No, please. If I have really found speed, let this lady go with us." And they said, "Okay, let us go and ask her." Normally, as a young girl, she shall also say that, "No, I don't want to go yet. Let me stay with my father for like 3 weeks or 1 month before I will go. I don't even know you people." She said, "No." She said, "I'm going now. I think she must have also been waiting for for that miracle. She said, "No, I'm going now. I'm not staying here again. I know they stay here. I know they stay here again. They come out." Praise the Lord. God will give you a miracle that will amaze you. I said, God will give you a miracle that will amaze you. I said, God will give you a miracle that will amaze you. That was how Isaac got a wife with speed, without any form of delay. The days of your delay is finally over. Example number two of those who got speedy accomplishment is a man called Nehemiah. I cannot go deep into the story also because of time. Nehemiah was a cupbearer who was serving the king. The Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 1, he appeared before the king and he had never been sad before the king. And the king went to him, spoke to him. That's Nehemiah chapter 2. I finished chapter 1, I'm in chapter 2 now. No, we are talking of speed, so I'm also moving with speed. Praise the Lord. In Nehemiah chapter 2, he went before the king to present something nice to the king. And the king said, what's going on? Why are you looking so sad? He said, why would I be sad? My father's inheritance, the wall of Jerusalem is down. He said, I need some materials to go and rebuild. The king said, okay, no problem. What do you need? I will supply you everything you need. I will give you wood you need. I will give you bricks you need. Every single thing you need. How many days off do you need to go and get this work done? Somebody says, speed. And remarkably, within few days, this man was able to complete this project without stress. That is how the project you are on presently now, you will finish it without stress. I said you will finish that project without stress. That project that you are on with right now, you will complete that project without any stress. You will not need to stretch yourself before you finish that project. You will not need to sweat before you finish that project. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. The days of your sweating to buy a car is over. The day of your sweating before you lay foundation of a house is over. Please don't sleep so that the blessing will not slip away from you. Don't sleep. If you feel sleepy, stand up. So Nehemiah was able to complete the project because he got supply with speed. You will get your own supply with speed. You will get your supply with speed. Listen to me. Even at a single call like this, supply will be coming from different directions for you. As you are about to enter September, get ready. Get ready. Something dramatic will happen to you. Something dramatic will happen to you. By the time you will finish September, your mouth will open. You will not be able to close it in shock. I say this before God that created me and you. I tell you in the name of Jesus, this new month you are entering into, you will be aghast at what God will do in your life. I say you will be aghast at what God will do in your life. You will be surprised and shocked at what God will do in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, example of those that experience speedy accomplishment is a man called Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. This man has struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled trying to catch fish. Jesus came there and just borrowed his sheep for just a little while. Before now, his success was draggy. Maybe anytime he goes to fish before, maybe his net will catch like one or two pieces of fish. Just one or two. Maybe sometimes five. And then they will be cutting it into different pieces. Like six, seven pieces per fish. A small, small piece that the thing will not finish on time. When you have excess supply, you don't need to cut fish into different pieces. You only remove the things inside. You put it as big as it is. You put it inside the plate like that. You put it inside the plate. The thing will enter the plate. Bagam. Bagam. Then they begin to cut it like this. Cut it, remove the one you don't like. You need to massacre it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I was still single, I was working in a particular organization, and one of my customers used to sell fish. It was the biggest seller of fish in the city where I was working. So the man gives me something once a year, and that is a carton of fish. So December, when we are doing Christmas, and everybody has gone to their various places, and I'm alone in the house, I begin to bring out one and fry it with potato. Potato and chips. Anywhere that man is going to be blessed. Hallelujah. We'll be bringing it out one by one from the carton. Sometimes people will come and visit because of that. Friends will come and visit. And say, I know you will have carton of fish. Praise the Lord. Peter was a struggler. But suddenly, Jesus came. What's going on here? we have told all night. We can't catch anything. I've been struggling all night. We can't catch anything. We can't accomplish anything. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I said, whatever you say, I believe. Lord, I believe you. I believe everything where you say. As you talk, I'm old. You go do, I'm old. Baba God, oh, I believe. And then he said, launch out your net, catch. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, that I serve with sincerity and with consistency, we give you a net-breaking miracle. I say, God will give you a net-breaking miracle. God will give you a net-breaking miracle. God will give you a net-breaking testimony. God will give you a net-breaking miracles. God will give you net-breaking testimonies. If you are one of us that will receive it, shout, I am the one. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. What are the benefits of speedy accomplishment? Number one is fulfillment. When you receive speedy accomplishment, you become fulfilled. You become fulfilled. When you are able to complete the project you started, you are fulfilled. Today, my God will give you fulfillment. I say, my God will give you fulfillment. Number two benefit of speedy accomplishment is joy and gladness. Those who are accomplishing their goals, they are always happy. When you see a man who is always depressed, then he is oppressed. And when he's oppressed, he's suppressed. So, and it goes on and on and on and on like that. So, whenever you see a person is unable to accomplish his goals, when there's no speed in accomplishment of goals, definitely there will be sadness. And sadness will never be your portion forever in Jesus' name. Sadness will never be your portion forever in Jesus' name. Joy and gladness is your portion in Jesus' name. Benefit of speedy accomplishment number three is more blessings. More. When you are able to accomplish one thing, then more. You have space for more. You can do more. Somebody that has been able to quickly enter into school speedily can easily go forward to masters and go forward to higher levels. But when you have been struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling and struggling for so many years, there's no forward movement. As from today, you will go forward. As from today, you are going forward. You know, one thing I've discovered in life, beloved, is that there is always a space forward that you can move to. There is always a place at the top that you can move to. No man gets to a point where you say, I've reached the peak. There's no peak when it comes to a believer's height. When you get to this level, you thank God for it. It moves you. You get to this level, it moves you. It moves you. It moves you. It moves you. God will continue to move you from glory to glory. God will continue to move you from glory to glory. The level you were last year, that is not the level you are going to close this year with. The level you were last year, that's not the way you are going to close this year with. You will enjoy speedy accomplishment. Quickly tonight, how do I access this speedy accomplishment? What do I need to do before I can get this speedy accomplishment? Number one is to run away from iniquity. Run away from iniquity. Run. Flee from all appearances of evil. If you want speed, run from sin. Sin is a weight. That's why the devil always wants us to commit sin. Because he knows that once you've committed sin, you can't move fast. Run. Run. Flee. Number two, way to access speedy accomplishment is to trust in God. Speed. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So ensure that you trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. That grace to trust in God is coming for somebody here tonight in Jesus' name. That power to trust in God is coming for somebody here in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Amen. I said number one is what? Access to speedy accomplishment. Number one is what? Run away from iniquity. The scripture is 1 Peter 1 verse 16. 1 Peter 1 verse 16. Be ye holy, for I'm holy. Number two is trust in God. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 7. Trust in God. Let anybody trust in any other thing. I trust in this God. I refuse to compromise. I refuse to do what others are, the shortcut that others are doing. I refuse to go into it. I was speaking, I was in Lagos in the course of this week. And then I think it was Pastor Fair and my wife and a few other people that were with me that were talking. And then he was telling us about how the influx of Yahoo Yahoo boys in Lagos and in Nigeria generally now. Influx of Yahoo Yahoo boys. He was telling me of a young boy of 19 years that has four houses. 19 years, has four houses from Yahoo Yahoo. Four houses from Yahoo Yahoo. And I told him, I said, the day that boy will be coughing like a dog, I said, all those houses, he will become like a fool, because it is people that were not there that will own those houses. Trust in God. Trust in God. Let me tell you, there is always an easier way to do something. You know, if you want to do jump now, there's a way that you can pay for people. You can set some people to give you jump score. And there's a way that you can read to get jump score. There's a way you can get husband through cheap means. I heard of a story of a place around outside Nigeria, is it towards Benin or something, where ladies go to one baba somewhere there, they will go and collect eye pencil inside bush. So any guy they like, they just like this. That's all. The guy will be doing follow me, they go, follow. But you must learn to trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, and he shall direct. Don't follow what others are doing. If you want speed, God can give you speed. If you want progress, God can give you progress. If you want money, God can give you money. Pastor Bojabe just said it tonight. Real money is with God. Proverbs 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord make it rich. And then what? It added no sorrow. Proverbs 10 verse 22. So relax. You are in safe hands. Somebody say relax. You are in safe hands. Relax. I am in safe hands. You don't need to fear anything if you are really on the side of this God. I tell you sincerely, my short life and my little walk with God, I know God can never fail you. Never. He doesn't have the capacity to fail you. He can never fail you. Never. And he can never fail you. But you must trust in him to the end. You must pursue him to the end. You must not do all the things that everybody is doing. The common things people are doing. You must put your trust in him. You must lean on him completely. You must not lean on him in one area and then lean on something in another. That one has diluted the trust. Your trust in God will not be diluted. Number three, way to access with the accomplishment is to walk in obedience. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 9 to 14, you know the story very well. 2 Kings 5, 9 to 14. Every man or woman that walks in obedience is a man or woman that is blessed, that is healed, that is prosperous. In that story, I'll just paraphrase it. 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 particularly. The story is the story of Naaman, a general who was a leper. A great man, but he was a leper. And the Bible says that he wanted healing. And then he went to the man of God, Elisha. And Elisha said, oh, yeah, go and wash in the pool of Jordan 7 times. The man said, can I get speedy accomplishment from just washing in this? I have better pools where I'm coming from. I have better pools where, you know, the things of God sometimes is foolishness. Foolishness to us. It's very useless. We look at it and say, this cannot be it. And then as he obeyed, the Bible says in verse 11 that he was even very angry. He said, are not Abana and Papa, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters? How can I be washed inside dirty water? I have to be in pool at home. And as he washed, the Bible says his skin was clean like that of a baby. His skin was clean. He was totally cleansed. Simply because he enjoyed speedy healing. You will enjoy speedy healing today. You will enjoy speedy healing today. You will enjoy speedy healing today. Don't mind my voice. It's just because of excess praying. So let's go on now to number, what are we on now? Number four, how to access speedy accomplishment is engaging yourself in regular fasting. Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 8. Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 8. How do you enjoy speedy accomplishment? Regular fasting. Isaiah 58, 6, and then verse 8 particularly. Is not this the fast I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Go to verse 8. Then, because of fasting, can you see that? Because you have fasted, then your light will break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Somebody say amen. There is a connection between fasting and speed. There is a connection between fasting and speed. Every believer that is a genuine believer, that you can see that is moving with speed, must have been using this as part of the major keys. Any believer that wants to get the best of God must be a fasted Christian. Must be a fasting Christian. Must be a Christian that fasts often. Fast often. Fast often. Fast often. Fasting is what puts you on the fast lane. When you fast, you move from slow lane to fast lane. I pity believers. During fasting is starting now. This week now. The new month. the new month of September, month of open doors, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, fasting. So you use that fasting to break the barriers. You use the fasting to demolish the limitations. It might not be easy, but it's always worth it. It might not be easy, but it's always worth it. It might not be easy, but it's always worth it. It might not be easy, but it's always worth it. May the Lord give us grace in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give us more grace in the name of Jesus. Number five, where we stop tonight. How to assess with the accomplishment? Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Only be prayerful. And enjoy speed. The devil will always want to bring stumbling blocks your way, but you have to be prayerful. The devil will always want to try to stop you, but you have to be prayerful. The devil will always want to stop your blessing, but you have to be prayerful. Prayer is hard work. That's why most believers don't pray as much as they need to. Prayer is hard work. I heard of a man who has a very big business in a big city. He employed staff that he pays them for praying. When they resume in the morning, they sign in. All they do is they lock them somewhere to be praying for the business. He sells over 10-15 million goods per day, every day. Every blessed day. He sells goods in excess of 10 million every day. He employed people. They are work. They don't carry biro. They don't do anything. They have a room, prayer room. He give them prayer points. Oh yeah, be praying. After 2 hours, you rest for 10 minutes. Oh yeah, be praying. Because prayer is hard work. Prayer is work itself. I read the book of one of our fathers in the faith, Bishop Dag Harold Mills. And then he said, that was many years ago, I read the book. He said, sometimes people will call him and they say, sir, are you sleeping? What's the pastor doing? He wants to be sleeping. He said, sleeping. As in, initially he was surprised that people always ask. Then later he now discovered that people believe that maybe most pastors just sleep. They just have so much time and they just read Bible and just sleep. Prayer is hard work. Hard work. Hard work. You pray to a level that, oh God, may the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. God will know your voice in heaven. I said, God will know your voice in heaven. I said, God will know your voice in heaven. When you call, heaven will hear you. When you call on heaven, heaven will hearken to you. Did I hear you say a big amen? As I conclude tonight, I don't have too much to add you on and to tell you that it is now time to pray. And this prayer, we will drag it before him. Push. We speak. We push that thing to happen. You and it must. And that man is laughing. Cameraman. Yeah, I'm not even happy. I didn't say 5 a.m. I said 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Baby. Oh, more meme. He look at the time. I caught him red-handed. It's better for you to lose your voice than to lose your destiny. What are you telling me? You have to engage yourself in the place of you to get what you need. You're not too young to command respect. You're not too young for God to bless you. You're not too young for God to lift you. You're not too young for God to do something wonderful in your life. But it takes engagement. You have to engage yourself. You have to engage yourself. You have to, and the night season, like this kind of time, probably the best time to engage ourselves. I welcome you to the army of men and women to walk with speed. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven one just in a few minutes and just give God praise and give him glory and give him honor. Appreciate him. Exalt him. Give him praise. What a mighty God. What an awesome God. What a faithful God he is. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Celebrate him. Mighty God. Excellent God. Dependable God.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.